Oh, man, it's February, Dave.
I know. It's February and 61 degrees outside. That's my kind of February.
It's going to last a little while, my friend, but
I know
the extended's got some more ugly out there because this is usually the month we get crapped on in Kentucky.
This is usually the worst month, but maybe we got some of it early in January because that was ugly. So I'm going to enjoy it while it's here.
What'd you think of January on the Plastic Model Mojo? I think we came out swinging, man. It's going to be hard to top, but we're going to try.
Telling you what, two of the better episodes we've done, and we're hoping we can top it in February.
Well, I want to extend our heartfelt thank yous to both Ed Barrett and Paul Budzik. Both those guys from California gave us some great conversations in January.
Yes, they did. They may not have brought the California sunshine, but they brought really good, interesting, thought-provoking conversations around modeling. We got some really great feedback after those episodes.
We did, but we'll save that for the next real episode or full episode in February. But coming up in February, short month, it's always a challenge in February because there's not so many days. But we do have two episodes, episode 109 and 110. And I think we got some good stuff, Dave.
I think we do, too.
Episode 109, we're going to be talking to Brandon Lowe, who's the proprietor of the new incarnation of Squadron Hobbies, formerly Squadron Mail Order, and who happens to be our new show sponsor. But we're looking forward to talking to Brandon about the reconstitution of Squadron and what he hopes to do and how that's going, and maybe get a little bit more about how he got into all this and if he's still a modeler at heart or a modeler in practicality, and looking forward to that.
I am. They Squadron made a really big splash at San Marcos, and I think pretty much everybody there was happy to see it and see them back. And I'll be really interested in the story of how they decided to do this, because that's big guts getting into the hobby business and making those decisions to be actually in the business in a real way.
Well, I think the brand recognition was a good play on his part.
I think so too, and I think that most modelers who grew up with Squadron have a lot of nostalgia for the brand, and I think they were happy to see it rescued.
Well, we won't have to speculate because in 109, we'll talk to the real deal, man.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
110, episode 110, coming up later in the month, is going to be the return of the Wheel of Accidental Wisdom, Dave.
All right. Have people been sending in?
Well, I've got something a little different. Yeah, there's a few of those that have come in, but folks are going to notice a little bit of a change in the format of the questions.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
But we don't have to do all the heavy lifting alone because our good friend Panzermeister 36, Evan McCallum, is going to be sitting in the third chair and spinning the wheel with us.
Yeah, and Evan has been cranking out some really fantastic video content lately since the new year. In fact, I know another one of his videos is going to drop not soon after listeners hear this. So Evan's always great to have on. And I'll really be interested to talk to him while we do the wheel.
So, folks, those are the episodes for February. I look forward to them, and I hope you do, too. Dave, the dojo has been hopping. We've been adding people right and left over the last couple months, even.
Yep.
Like there's no end in sight. And every time a bunch of folks back up, not necessarily to be approved, but to invite to follow, I always hit that button. So
yes.
hopefully a bunch more are going to be coming in. But what's been going on?
Well, the dojo is up to within spitting distance, as we say in Kentucky, 4,000 members. Members have been coming in over the last month at a rapid clip. We had a lot of current members invite other modelers who weren't members to join, and I'd like you to do that again, if you would. Pick out a modeler in your Facebook contacts who is not a member of the dojo and give them an invite, because it has really added to the quality of what's going on. We're getting more and more daily postings. We're getting more and more interesting stuff across a wide spectrum. Just to give you an example, Jeff Inchai Groves, we finally dragged onto Facebook a couple of months ago, is posting crossover from his blog, the Inchai Guy. He's doing a conversion of the B-17 to a modified version of the XB-38, which was an inline engined version of the B-17. It is just fascinating. And along the way, he has managed to post more odd and unusual stuff about the B-17 and the B-24 and all of the different variations and experiments that they tried while they were manufacturing those aircraft. And he's just a wealth of knowledge, and all of his posts are great. So that's the kind of stuff we're getting on the dojo. And I invite everybody to visit daily, post often, post what you're working on. If you're new to the dojo, post a picture of your the favorite model you've built. Doesn't have to be the most recent one. Just post a picture of a finished model that you built that you really like, because there's nothing better than seeing other people's work. And that's the value of the dojo, because there's almost always, with every photograph, something where you want to ask a question. How did you do this? What kit was this? So, you know, it's the interaction that, again, we harp on here, that is the actual fun part of modeling, the social aspect. You know, we think of this as a solitary hobby, and so we tend to undersell the social aspect. But I'm telling you, the social aspect and the interaction is what adds a ton to your hobby experience.
And it came up recently in a conversation offline. You know, folks manage these groups differently. A lot of them have a bunch of rules at the front end. We haven't done that yet.
Yes, we haven't needed to.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Let's not have to do that. And it's real simple, folks. There's one rule. It's the golden rule. Do unto others, and it'll all be cool.
We got a great bunch of listeners, great bunch of folks participating in the dojo.
Well, Dave, there's a few shows in February. I don't know how many we'll get to, but I know we're trying to get to one.
Yes, we're trying to get to Columbus on February 24th in Columbus, Ohio. You didn't make that show last year. I did, along with Skippy, Scott King, and it's always a good show. It really is. It's always a good show. It's the first real show in this region, Region 4. And so a lot of folks come out of hibernation from the long, dark winter with new stuff they built. Their vendors are always fantastic. And Columbus is pretty centrally located. It's three and a half hours from a lot of places. So If you've got the opportunity to go to Columbus, you should do so.
Normally, I've had a conflict for that show, but I'm not so inclined to go to what my conflict is this year. So I'm really hoping to actually make this show. So maybe we need to figure out the logistics.
Yep. We have to make some plans, because you would enjoy it. It's a great day.
Well, I haven't been to Columbus in forever, and I know their venue's changed a couple times.
Couple of times.
Since then, and I may have to check it out, Dave.
Yep.
Anything else before we wrap this one up?
No, I think that's pretty much where we are for February. Short month, but it's going to be packed full of Plastic Model Mojo content. It's going to be packed full of modeling, hopefully. You know, I have high hopes.
Well, let's get at it.
You got it.